Have you heard about Cellaid for your home or sports bag? Cellaid is game-changing technology for a heart condition that can affect anyone, from kids on the sporting field to adults at home. It happens suddenly with no warning. You only have minutes to get a defibrillator on them. That's where Cellaid comes in. You could help save the life of someone you love with your personal defibrillator, at home or on the sports field. Learn more at Cellaid. That's Cellaid.
Yesterday, we did a bit of a deep dive into the problems that the Liberal Party is having at the moment. On the weekend, the Liberal government in New South Wales lost the election, and a Labor government has taken its place. And this means that in mainland Australia, i.e. all of Australia apart from Tasmania, there is not a single Liberal government. So at state, territory and the federal level, every single government is Labor. And it is no doubt causing a bit of a crisis in the Liberal Party, you know, looking at themselves, what do we do? How do we get people to vote for us? Will we ever be in power again? And I thought, well, why don't we ask the young Liberals? Because they are the young people who do already like the Liberal Party, who might end up being the MPs and the leaders of the future. Our next guest is President of the Menzies Young Liberals, Dean Dell'Orso. Good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, where do you think the Liberal Party is going wrong? Why have we got wall-to-wall Labor governments on mainland Australia?
Well, look, Tom, in my humble opinion, look, I don't know everything, but I don't think the party has done enough to reach out to younger members of our community. I think a lot of young people are disillusioned with the political system. And so what we've been trying to do at the Menzies Young Liberals is we've been trying to inject some fresh blood into the party. And our local member for Menzies, Keith Wollahan, who was elected at the last federal election, has been an outstanding advocate for bringing young people into the party so that our party can best represent the Victorian people. And I think that's a major issue across the country. Mm.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 21 currently.
21. Now, would you be rare amongst 21-year-olds to be a supporter of the Liberal Party as opposed to the Greens or Labor or something else?
Well, Tom, that's funny you ask that because I get that question a lot. And there's a bit of an unfair stereotype that all young people are just a bunch of lefties. And Tom, that's simply not true. And the reason why I'm a Liberal is because I believe in the core historical principles of the party. And what are those? It's equal opportunity for all, it's reward for effort, it's personal responsibility, and it's having a government that enables individuals and families to take control of their own lives. And I definitely think those core messages would resonate with younger people.
So I interviewed the state Liberal leader, John Pesutto, yesterday, mainly about the whole Moira deeming issue, but I also asked him about those principles of liberalism, and he said pretty much the same things. But it seems like the community's not listening, or the principles of liberalism that you enunciated just then are not being turned into policies that are attractive to voters.
Well, look, I think the policy platform is one thing, but from my perspective, as a young person, I think that MPs and the country should be doing a better job at actually listening to what young people care about. And again, to echo the works of our local member, Keith Wollahan, who's done a really great job going into the local community and actually listening, you know, going to community events, reaching out to high schools, doing listening posts. This is the gold standard of how we should be getting young people in as represented.
Okay, so what do young people care about, and what can the Liberal Party do about that? Yeah, what are the big issues in your age cohort?
Well, look, Tom, I can't speak to young people, but I think home ownership is one of the major issues of our time, and falling rates of home ownership is a massive challenge. And you know, people my age can't even think about owning a home or starting a family until even their 30s or even late 30s. And I think we've got to start, you know, having real solutions for those issues of that day.
Okay, home ownership. What about things like, I don't know, hex debt on tertiary education?
Well, look, I think hex debt is an interesting one because we've got a bit of a mix system where we're not as bad as America, where there's, you know, so much debt, and we're also not, you know, this free education state. So I think the arrangement we have now is a viable one, but there are certain ways that our politicians can be addressing, you know, the debt that young people are going into, and I think that politicians should definitely be speaking about that issue for sure.
Should the Liberal Party move a bit more to the left and focus on, you know, the environment and climate change and those sorts of things?
Well, I think our party and lots of party members are right, especially on climate change, to want to strike a balance between sensible action on climate change and pressures on cost of living. Young people, and again, I can't speak on behalf of all young people, but they do have strong concerns about climate change. But they also have concerns about cost of living, such as energy prices. So I think it's important that we strike a balance. So, yeah.
Finally, will you go into politics yourself one day?
I just want to finish my degree. I'm currently studying medicine at the University of Melbourne, so I'd like to do that. And, you know, I just want to do my part for the community and be part of a party going forward. And if that presents itself one day, then maybe that would be an option. But for now, I just want to focus on my studies and getting through some hard election losses recently. So.
Right, thank you, Dean. Dean DeLorso there, president of the Menzies Young Liberals, medical student, and who knows? Maybe a future health minister in a Liberal federal government. 133693, well, you know, he wants to focus on home ownership and maybe on hex debts and striking a balance between the environment and jobs and so forth. Does that make sense? It does. It makes sense, but not enough people are believing that message.
The colour drained from my brother's face as he slumped to the floor. He'd stopped breathing, and I knew we had minutes to save him. I was scared, but knew what to do. Thankfully, we had Cellaid, our personal defibrillator. It took only 3 steps to save his life while we waited for the ambulance to arrive. You can get your personal Cellaid for your family too from just $3.59. Learn more at Cellaid. That's CELLAED.
Are you looking to downsize and live it up for less? Look no further than Lifestyle Communities in Melbourne's southeast. Our modern, low-maintenance homes, starting from just $445,000, are designed for your comfort, with stylish finishes and thoughtful features. Say goodbye to tedious upkeep and hello to more free time. Enjoy access to incredible amenities, all within a vibrant, close-knit community. It's time to live life to the fullest. Visit Lifestyle Communities and discover a bigger life in Melbourne's southeast.